This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
There's no doubt that tonight's game under the lights will be a historic one against the Irish. Coincidentally, it was Michigan who played the inaugural game in Notre Dame history back in 1982. To find the first night game the Wolverines ever played, you have to go all the way back to 1944 when Fritz Kreisler's crew traveled to Marquette to defeat the then-called Hilltoppers 14-0. Time will tell if tonight's battle will be talked about for decades to come, just like the game played on this day 17 years ago. On September 10th, 1994, Coach Gary Moeller took his 6th-ranked Wolverines to South Bend to face the 3rd-ranked Irish. The game was widely billed as act number 2 for the Irish's freshman wonder boy, quarterback Ron Paulus. The media buzz meter was set to ridiculous after Paulus's 4-touchdown performance the week prior in a game held at Soldier Field against Northwestern. On ESPN, Beano Cook suggested that Paulus make room on his mantle for not one, but 2 Heisman trophies, and during the game, NBC's Chris Collinsworth couldn't contain himself, gushing over the young QB.
Move over, Joe Montana. Move over, Rick Meyer. There's a new sheriff in town. Ron Paulus.
But this day in college football would not be reserved for Mr. Paulus. It would be reserved for someone on the other sideline, namely Michigan's kicker, Mr. Remy Martin Hamilton. For those wondering, Hamilton's parents owned a bar in Wildwood, New Jersey, and they named him Remy Martin after the cognac. The 1994 matchup would be settled in the final moments of the game. After driving the Irish down the field, Paulus found Derek Mays in the end zone with under a minute to go, and after the extra point, Notre Dame took the lead 24-23, seemingly on their way to victory. With just 46 seconds left, Todd Collins scrambled 15 yards for a first down, and then found Jay Reimersma over the middle at the Irish 42. After connecting with Seth Smith for a short pass, Collins, just as he was being dragged to the ground and sacked, found Smith a second time with 7 seconds left to set the stage for Hamilton. For the national audience, it sounded like this.
42-yard attempt to win the game.
Almost immediately after the ball left his foot, Hamilton celebrated, certain that the kick was perfect. As the ball sailed through to seal the 26-24 victory on this day 17 years ago, somewhere Bo uttered,
"Hell with Notre Dame."
For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.